Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lives of Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, we thank God for you all just listening to the broadcast here at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. And we're grateful to the Lord for blessing us to come together to give you the word of the Lord. So I want to shout out to those who are listening, Kenya, South Korea, Japan, any other country that I have not named. I want to welcome you. Welcome those you listening here in the United States. It's truly indeed a blessing. And for those that follow us, you know it's Sunday, and that means the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee, with the sisters, and as we await till they come on, I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Amen. And it's truly indeed a blessing. I want to thank God for all you that have been praying for us as we've been coming with the word on this broadcast. Once again, it is not an easy task. Amen. You do meet some resistance from the enemy, but you have to press on. And so that's what we got to do. We got to press on. But I thank God that, you know, he's blessed us where that, amen, that we will see the promises that he promised us to manifest. So glory be to God. I want to encourage you all to once again be watchful. Keep your minds on the things of God. Stay in touch with the Lord, because we are living in a time where deception, it is becoming more and more thick on our jobs, in our homes, and, hey, even in the church. And, you know, I mentioned to you guys about a shaking that's coming on the jobs and the church and the home. And the judgment is going to hit. You know, there are people, quote, in the church per se, who think it's okay to sin. Well, as you see in the book of Acts chapter 5, with Ananias and Sapphira, you seen the judgment came because Peter said, you didn't lie to men, but you lied unto the Holy Ghost. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Truly indeed, it's a blessing today. I want to say to all you that's listening, stay repentant before the Lord. Ask the Lord to cleanse our hearts of any sin, any unbelief, any greed. You know, I was reading the fifth chapter, brother, of the book of Acts earlier today, and I was reading a story about Ananias and Sapphira. And how the judgment came, glory. And brother, you know, I look at it too. You know, his wife had a chance to tell the truth. When Peter said, "Tell me, did y'all sell for so much?" She could have said, "Well, you was in agreement with your husband." And even though God has set the man of God in the home as a leadership, you're not to follow him into everything. You're not following him into everything.
Yeah.
I think that, brother, we miss out that, you know, once this, you respect leadership, but you got to know that there's a boundary. And, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You have some that go over the boundary. You got some that don't even respect, but you got some that go over the boundary. And she had a chance.
Yes.
Brother. She had a chance.
Yeah. I think that I was looking at the last week I was reading was it this week? No. Well, this week just come in. Yeah, I happen to be reading Acts 4 and 5, Ananias and Sapphira. But they, you know, what you're saying is that Ananias and her husband and wife, which is a prime example to everyone, no matter what position they are in life, they, though they may be husband, wife, or whatever bond they have, they will be accountable for their own and Ananias, when he came in, lied about the property and the money he had sold to Peter. He suffered immediate judgment.
Amen.
Now, everybody don't suffer immediate judgment. You know,
yeah.
God is gracious and kind. But there had to be an example set to the church when he came before Peter and he lied and said, okay, this is how much I sold the property for. Once he had dedicated the property to God, it was God's property, he sold the property, committed to give it all the money to the church, and it became no longer his property when he said, this land I'm selling and giving it all. And his wife, when he fell dead as soon as Peter said, why do you put in your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? That's the only scripture I have seen of such manner where he said, you lied to the Holy Ghost. So that's serious business. His wife came in right behind him, and Peter asked her the same question. Did she sell the land for certain? And they had held back part of the money. That's a prime example. Now, she covered up for her husband, and that's the prime example. You can love your husband, pastor, love your president, love your governor, love your children, but you must know a boundary set for each individual. That I don't care if your husband, your wife, you cannot, should not, I put it like this, collide with them to cover up any sin or lie for them. It can be a dangerous situation. Christians have to know the difference, and husband and wives have to know the difference, because there's a boundary. You see, she came right in and covered up the lie of her husband and included,
amen.
Oh, okay, and they both stuff. I don't care how much you love your husband or wife. It ain't, look what happened to Adam and Eve. And then Adam didn't have to conclude with her. He could have rebuked her.
Yeah.
This is what people don't understand. He did not have to come in agreement with his wife who had rebelled against God and partake of that which was forbidden. Now, Adam could say to his wife, the love that he cared, look, wife, I love you. I have the word and commandment from my creator. I will not. I ain't going that way. And we all will be safe now. We may not be born, but things have been well. So that tells us there is a line, a conclusion, and conclusion when you agree, and people have to know the difference. I don't care whether it's, you know, you love your wife, your husband, your friends, your mother, and your father. And my grandmother, when I lived with her, wonderful, great, marvelous woman, and her daughter-in-law lived upstairs, married to her son. And people would come to the door, and they said, "Is Ann at home?" And Annie would tell my grandma, tell him I'm not here. Tell him I'm not here. So I had just came to the Lord. And I called my grandma back and I said, Mom, don't lie for her. Let her tell her own lies. But don't you lie for her. You know, comes a pattern in life that we think we're doing good when we represent Christ, that when we blatantly know, when we know, not, I'm just talking about people that don't actually know that they're covering up. Something when you have knowledge of. You notice
right.
how Mr. Trump is the head of this nation, or once was head of America, and all these people are lying and covering up for him?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still lying and covering up for Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
They're agreeing with his lies and his deception. You know that's serious? That's very serious?
Yeah.
A lot of these people think they are patriots and helping the country. And many of these people mean well. And they cover up knowing that he's lying and deceiving. And this is thousands of people in the Senate, United States Senate, covering up for him. How men for the integrity of they're still covering up for Trump. On the TV, just lying, covering up, hypocrite. You notice that they don't get on TV and say, Mr. We love Mr. Trump and we applaud him, but we will not cover up for his lies. We're praying for him and talking to him that he may not lie to American people and lie to the world. And some of these people claim to be Christian, conservative Christians. The Democrats, they lie every day without blinking an eye, covering up for one another for lust of power. So it gets into a serious thing. I've learned some valuable lessons over the years. Sometimes you have to suffer because you learn where your loyalty belongs totally to Christ. And I keep telling people, your wife may be your wife, and your husband, and your children are your children, and your friend are your friend, and your brother are your brother, but you got one Lord.
Amen.
I said you got one Lord. Nowhere in the Bible does a husband or a pastor or a governor mayor is given authority to what Jesus gives you authority to lie for them. Nowhere he gave a commandment for you to lie, not even, not once. Because he already made a law. People do make mistakes. People do come back from their failures, mistakes, and tell little lies. And through life, people tell these what we call the little bitty white lies. They don't harm lies. And they find out that that's not in favor of God. And they get on to the middle-sized lies and the big lies. And they overcome it lies. So we learn that that's not the road to go. So I thought about that a lot. How Adam did not have to go with his wife, and his wife did not go and agree with him. And we find people thinking that they're doing good when they cover and lie up for their children, go up to the school and lie, go to this and lie for their children. The children know they're lying, and they do that sometime in marriages, husband and wife. You, when you get to that line, I love you, dear wife. I love you, dear husband. I'm praying will bless you, but I ain't going to be in agreement with you. That's a hard
choice. You know what, brother? I've seen that with people, too, on their jobs. Now, you know, you respect your supervisor, but they don't look at the boundaries. Because on some of your jobs, they would test you to see how, quote, loyal to them. Now, people, you listening to me talking, me and the brothers talking about this, I'm not encouraging you guys to be rebellious. I'm just being honest about this, that on the job, you find people so given to the supervisor. It's like whatever they tell them to do, they would do it. And when you confront them, they say, well, you know, they the supervisor. You're supposed to do what they say. Well, God didn't raise no robots. Okay, he didn't raise no robots. So there had to be a boundary. Yeah. And someone will have you doing some sneaky stuff to even get other people in trouble.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I worked at many years at the United States government. And from time to time, our personal supervisor would say, have a bunch of paper before him, and he'll call everybody and say, I need everybody to sign these papers. I said, what is this? Well, I want you to sign the people that we already had this. I said, no, but we haven't had it. We had this meeting, and I know we was kind of busy, so we didn't have the meeting, but I want you to sign the paper that we already had the meeting. Okay. Supposed to have a meeting. The employees are supposed to, there is a certain meeting that they have to give all the employees, and they didn't give it because, well, we didn't have time. Oh, yeah, you had time. You just didn't want to take away from the mayor on the work. And so now they want to put a papers on that. We had this meeting. We had that meeting. I said, no, but we didn't have it. So they got to my turn. I said, but we didn't have no meetings. Yeah, but that's all right. Go sign it. I said, no, I ain't signing it. Other people, you know, they went on and signed it. No big thing. You know, they all signed. We just signed the paper. You know, like you had to me. I said, but if I came by and said, did you sign this paper? And knowing that it was not true, well, sometimes these small things can get you into serious, serious trouble. Lead down to a road. A road where you are easily swayed by little things because, well, you know, I don't want to be no troublemaker. I don't want to be no trouble. So that happens. And that used to happen because I worked for the United States government. They had to bring in these papers. I said, what is this? I said, no, I'm not signing this. Mr. Lee, what you just got? No. You're not going to make me a liar. They come back on me and say, or do you put your name on it and you know you didn't have the meeting? Yeah, I know it, but, you know. I didn't want to get the supervisor in no trouble. And then I didn't want to get it. I understand these things. You know, your uncle can come along and say, boy, I need to get this money, but I need your signature. I want you to say, put your name down and say, so-and-so, so we can get this money because the government said, if you don't, and you say, I can't sign this because I was not, well, just go and sign it. Maybe we're about to get some money. And don't you understand? We black people got to tell a few lies now and then. Don't you understand that? These white people have sold all this money around. Ain't no hood for us. I used to work years ago I used to work for the AIDS Detective Agency when I was 21. And I worked in grocery stores and retail stores. People come in and steal and shoplift all the time. I mean, so, so I would catch some people silly, and they say, man, you know, these white people don't stole everything. Why don't you just let me go? I mean, they owe us. Don't you know these white people owe us? I'm just getting back some of the stuff. Say, yeah, I understand that. I'm black and we black. And they have robbed us in many things. But I'm not going to be, I sign in to be honest and honorable. Once you start something like this, you got to continue it. Yeah. And the more you do it, the more easy it becomes. Your conscience don't bother you no more. You know, you're out there. You steal a lollipop, you're going to steal a baby root. Otherwise, you'll steal a steak.
Yeah.
And I felt compassion for some of these people that were robbed the store. And I said, I can't let you do this. I said, if you're hungry, I will go in there and spend some money and give you some food. I buy out of my own pocket, but I can't let you steal. Hallelujah. I will be complicit to your lies and your deception. So we do have to be watched and very careful. I reminded over a lot of things that in the past you think you're helping people and you don't think it's no big thing. But actually, what you're doing is complicity. Just like Trump, our once great, wonderful president, has got all these people lying, covering up his crimes and his lies, and they don't think anything about it. You understand me? How these thousands of people saying he had nothing to do with the resurrection, he never lied, he never crooked, he never, and they are doing it, and a lot of these people are church-going Christians, and some are evangelists and all that stuff. Understand that? We don't understand how serious America is in trouble. We got our federal government, men and women of integrity, covering up, lying to us day by day. Am I right about it? Or am I wrong?
Amen.
Somebody correct me. I'd like to be corrected. Somebody correct me. It's good to be corrected now and then when you're wrong, when you're incorrect. It's all right. You got to be able to take it. But I'm looking at this. I was looking, and the whole acceptance now of all nations and governments to be complicity in lies and deception is a normal thing they do every day. They get before the world and then people and their nation. A lie is like sucking a popsicle. No good. It's all slippery slope and no harm. So when you brought up that Aaron lies, he fell dead. So sometimes people don't fall dead immediately, you know.
Right.
But it can get into serious business. You're right about that. So we have to be very honest and open hand.
But you know, brother, I saw in that chapter 2 how, like you said, that was it had to be seen that it was awakening for the church, because the Bible said that, and fear fell upon them of the church, and it mentioned the church. So it had to be, that thing had to be shown. Because if you look today, brother, as you see more people, quote, in the church, you know, they're just, the standard of the Lord is just out the door. I mean, it's put way out to the side. And now you have people claiming that the Lord is in everything. And like you said, you have some Christians who are now compromising, and they're getting into these acts. They're getting caught up in the love of money, you know, just like, you know, in the world, the people of the world, they're getting caught up in that, and they're getting caught up in greed. And I believe that, and the Lord, you know, was dealing with me about yesterday, that there's a shaking that's going to come in this nation, and it's going to come on the jobs, and it's going to come in the church, and it's going to come in the homes. There's going to be a shaking because people now have gotten to the point that they don't fear God. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. No fear.
Hallelujah.
No fear. No fear.
Hallelujah.
That came to me about a few months ago. Oh, yes, and then last year, they have lost the fear of God. We have lost the fear and the reverence of God.
Hallelujah.
And right now, that's really. And when coming into this new year, 24, now 23 was the first thing that was supposed to happen. But we're about to come into, I was meditating yesterday, and I'm just keeping it to myself. You know, you keep some things that there's coming a mighty thing, and it coming up to 2024. I said, what's so great about something? Then I thought to me, you know, you're going to really see what's going to happen starting 2024. It's going to shake. It's going to shake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we had better get our house in order.
So amen.
I just pray to the Lord, anything and everything and anything.
Yeah.
That Brother Clark used to pray this prayer every time. If there any be wicked way in me, he and him and sister would always pray this prayer. If there were any spot, move it today. Take it away.
Yes,
if there any sin that I don't know, convict me of. Cleanse me. Wash me. Purify me. Uproot it. And I think that's a daily prayer we need to acknowledge before the Lord. Because of what's about to happen, under the Lord of
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. We think coronavirus and all that little stuff that went through in 23, but then there's the other thing that's good. The church, the body of believers, redeemed, are going to get a mighty, miraculous awakening. And on one side, it's going to be a very earth-shaking two, three things that are going to happen. But the church of Jesus Christ, the body of redeemed believers, there's going to be a thoroughly cleansing and a solid awakening. Even in the church of Christ, there's going to become a great miraculous changes in 24. Hallelujah. And we are going to need, when I said he married me, he said, look at, he said, you know, I sent a comforter. He said, you're going to need the comfort. You're going to need consolation. Like these things that are happening, you're going to have to be walking under the comforter who I said, I'll send you a comforter. And believe me, we are going to find out why we need a real comforter. He, the Holy Spirit, the consolator. Hallelujah. The comforter.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Going to be your covering and your deliverance because you're going to need comfort. You're going to need the comfort, not of this world, but the comfort from above that's greater than this world. Because the shocking thing, the unveiling, the awakening that's going to hit America and the world, but then there's going to a spark of a Holy Ghost arising in 24. On both sides, you're going to see the negative, but then you're going to see among a group of people in America and around the world a spark, a new spark, and a new arise, a new awakening. And it's even going to happen to the Church of Christ. Well, with Elijah's message, she shall begin to arise. Now, and I want to be in that rising and that brightness.
Amen.
Because this shock wave is going to hit around the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Coronavirus and all that little stuff, and they had the interaction against the Capitol, the United States, and that was, you know, those two things was devastating to many people. And very people were prepared for it. Not even the Christian world was prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them was not aware, and the reason it was hid from many people. See, if we don't stay close to God, many things going to be hid from us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
When we'll be traveling on the highway and we're going to a destination, they give signs all the way. And they start about maybe 2 or 3 or 4 miles ahead and say, this sign, dangerous, this. Another sign, go another mile. We're coming to this and that. A danger, this, beware. Then we come down to almost a mile. Then they said to get one of them signs that really said, really. And we're supposed to pay close attention as we get close. If we don't, and we don't watch. I remember I told you before when Brother Crockett, Sister Crockett, Sister Hattie, we was going to Milwaukee to see a sister in Milwaukee. And as we were getting ready to go down, Sister Lester and Sister Mother Crockett and Brother Crockett, he was driving, and we were going up to Milwaukee to see this sister named Sister Jarman. And I kept getting the option says, it's going to be an accident. control. It's going to be an accident. So I kept getting, I just shook it off. It's going to be an accident. I just, you know, shook it off. Hallelujah. So we got in the car. Mr. Crockett, Mr. Crockett, Sister Hattie. And we was going up to Milwaukee. We left Chicago. And I kept getting this unction. And so they were talking, and I just didn't say anything. I just stood in the corner and was quiet. Because, you know, sometimes you have to be real quiet. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you have to have to be real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear, and you can hear. So we're on our way, and I'll just come get them. I'm not going to have an accident. So I said, I'm going to pray against, I got to start praying against this. So we got all the way in Milwaukee, and we came all the way back, and I'm praying. And I said, oh, well, we didn't have it. I said, you know, I was glad. We came all the way down under the bind out there in Chicago on the expressway, coming back in the inner circle where we're about to, near 12th Street on the expressway. And I said, oh, goodness, thank God. I thought that was just my, you know, you said that's my imagination. So, you know, we got right down under the bind out in that loop. And as we was coming down under there, this man went straight into that viaduct and boom, it was in front of us. And we was right behind him.
Mm.
And if Brother Crockett had not been watching, we went right behind him into that viaduct just to miss it. I mean, just missed it. Because we were right behind him. He went straight into that viaduct of the upper thing on that concrete. And we just barely missed it. So you have to be very watchful. That's it. And very
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord deliver us. That could have been, if we had not paid attention and pray, it would have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So some things do not have to happen. But
mm-hmm.
the warning comes.
Yeah.
The warning comes. The warning comes.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. So we have to pray constantly.
Yeah.
To stay in a way of the Spirit. We have to keep a prayer on our mind. We wake up to the time we go to bed. We better keep our mind stayed on Jesus. That's what I can tell people around
yes.
the world. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My
now
Lord.
Let's ask the Lord to keep us mindful every
Jesus.
Day.
Yes.
Keep our mind stayed upon the Lord Jesus,
that
we may be aware
yes.
and discern every moment of the day that our steps may be ordered by the Lord.
Oh,
Lord,
yes.
in every breath that we take and every step that we take, we submit to you.
We
submit to the Holy Spirit that the angel
yes.
of the Lord would preserve
yes.
and bedeck and deliver us on every step we take and keep
yes.
us from everything that's about to happen. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Get up in
Lord.
The morning, even plead the blood over your house with your children. Get up in
yes.
the mind, plead the blood, release the blood of Jesus. May it around
yes.
your house, on your coin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to need a comforter, consolator,
yes.
and one that protects us. We're going to need
yes.
divine protection like never before.
Yes.
Brother Nate, we're going to need divine covering and protection like never before. Hundalorobo-shaka. Divine protection and a shield over our lives. I get back to putting the shield over my house where I live at. And hallelujah, I'm getting more mindful that it's up to me to release
yeah.
what God has promised.
My
he is a good God, but he is also a faithful to his promises. So you have to release his promises to activate them, like you put a cord in the wall to make it that fan or that stove to work. It's there, but
yes.
you have to do something. and make it active in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory,
salvation and hope to the Lamb slain, risen with power. We thank you for this. We honor you. We are glad today. We put you in charge.
Thank
we
you,
put
Jesus.
You in the driver's seat of our lives, our children, and our homes. We submit that you may, as we proclaim liberty over our nation, and we take our government back, we take this land back for you, Lord. We will not give it to Satan. We refuse. We rebuke. In Jesus' name. This is my land, my inheritance. Now you gave Israel that land as their inheritance forever. This land is my inheritance in Christ. This land belongs to the people that live in Christ. I will not give it away. I will not let the devil rob me, cheat me, what God has commanded years ago. We stand against the evil one. The covenant of evil to sell our nation out. There's those men and women who are selling our nation out day by day, who are making a covenant with devils and demons to sell this land and our government out. We stand against the evil covenant that they are making to sell our land out, this nation out.
Yes.
We stand with divine authority.
Yes,
with
Lord.
The sword of God in Jesus' name to take back our land, our government, our nation, take it back by divine decree and authority. Jesus Christ is Lord. We say to you, devil, you prince of evil that's over our federal government, our state government and city government, and making your way down the byways and the streets to consume with violence and murder and hatred and drugs, we stand against you as the army of the living God.
We stand against
fear no evil and no devil, no demon.
Yes.
We stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Yes.
We stand as a unified people. And we are more than sufficient in Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
as David cut off the head of Goliath, and against the Philistines, so we rise against the enemy. As Joshua against the Canaanites and Moses to overthrow their enemies, we stand, hallelujah, the same God that delivered them, the same God that spoke, and the enemies was put down and scattered. So we put down the spirit of Babylon, the spirit of Ahab, Jezebel, the spirit of communism, Marxism, socialism, religiosity.
Yes,
we bind these principalities and powers and being loose, witchcraft, sorcery, divination, the curse of the Illuminati, the skulls and bones that's in our White House, in our government. Rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Lord
of the Lord. We bind you.
Name.
In the name of Jesus, we leave this nation. We reclaim. We sprinkle the blood. We sprinkle the blood.
Yes,
we sprinkle the blood. We sprinkle the blood over America. Over
the
president. Over the governor. We sprinkle the blood. We reclaim liberty. We reclaim liberty. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of the Lamb of God. We plead the blood over our homes, over our children, where we live at. We sprinkle the blood around them to deliver them with the blood of government. That you'll redeem and deliver and preserve our going and coming out and lift up a banner against that no evil shall come nigh our dwelling. We glory in the faithfulness of your word. Release your promises. Faith you not greater than the word of God. You are life. Faith you not greater than the promise of our God. Hallelujah. Paul Savage, and Sister Monroe, and Sister Humphrey, and Olada, Vivid, in Jesus' name. Look on Sister Holder and our husband, William Holder, direct their way, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Smile upon Mary and Anika, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Desires to do your perfect will. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank
hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the Most High.
Glory,
glory to the Lamb. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
In your name.
Glory,
to
glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your name.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Sometimes you have to stop and just give him that
hallelujah.
Which is due to his name. Sometimes you
amen.
Have to stop. And Lord
yes,
said,
Lord.
Have your way. Have your own way.
Have
hallelujah.
Your way, Lord.
I have
oh,
your
yes.
own way.
Glory
have
name.
Your perfect way.
Have your way.
Have
Lord.
Your way. Have your way.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Waves of glory is going to hit. Waves of
thank
God's glory.
Yes.
Waves of God's glory is
yes,
coming
Lord.
Forth. And you're going to see
yes.
next year as God's glory is going to be seen.
Yes,
also,
Lord.
The waves of his glory is just going to be like
yes.
waves of his glory. And people
yes.
In their home, in their closet, calling, seeking him.
Yes.
And waves of his glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Many
thank
people going to be taken to heaven and bring
thank
back.
You.
Children's going to be wailing and weeping
yes.
and ministering and starting. And
Jesus.
You're going to see a spark of revival and spiritual awakening. And hallelujah. It's going to be strange to many people. But that's
oh,
already
yes.
the Lord's doing. He's going to counteract what Satan, what the
Jesus.
Devils are trying to do, and demons. He's going to counteract
yes.
it. Glory
yes.
to God. Thank
you,
Jesus. He's going to use
thank
people
you
think he can't use, he
thank
won't use. You think that
yes.
you think he's going to use certain people, he's going to use, he's going to surprise people. He's going to use people who he thinks he can't or won't use. We're going to see a miracle. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's not going to be the ordinary church way. It's not
hallelujah.
Going to be the traditional church way that God is going to move.
Jesus.
But it's no, yes,
thank
it's going
you.
To be a difference. Unusual.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because the church was, most of the church are set in their own ways.
Yes.
Set in their
yes.
own ways. And because they are set in their own ways and some of their traditions, that he's
yes.
going to go outside of the church.
Oh, glory to
God's
your name.
God's
going to
move greatly outside of the traditional church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. yes.
Because many in the
oh,
church
yes.
world, they won't bend. They won't bow. They
yes.
have their ways. They got their tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Their righteous way. Many of them won't do it. So God said, I'm going to raise up a
amen.
New generation.
Man.
I'm raising up a new
yes.
generation.
Yes, Lord.
Black.
Yes.
Joshua and Caleb. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thy will be done. Thy
yes.
kingdom
amen.
Come.
Oh,
thy will
yes.
be done. Amen. Well, we got a few minutes left, beloved. So
thank
anybody
want
to say anything about Israel?
Thank
we got 5 or 6 minutes, anyone feel the Lord wants him
thank
to you. Share something right at least 5 or 6 minutes?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, nobody
thank
got nothing to say.
Yeah.
Nobody has anything they want to share.
Well, amen. Thank the Lord. I just give honor and glory unto the Lord Jesus. I thank him for the prayer that has gone forth, the words that have gone forth. And, you know, the Lord will show you that these things are true according to the word of God. And I thank him. And in talking about Israel, you know, the Lord said that, you know, he's going to, the mission is to gather Israel, the elect, the natural Israel, and the whole world to gather them back. Because he said that he would, that none would be lost. And it's going to be a special rule, you know, because Israel was scattered about the 10, you know, I used to hear all the time and still hear people talk about the 10, the lost tribe. And it was the 10, it was 2 which was not lost, that the Lord, you know, he spared them and he used them. And it was the 10 lost tribes of Israel, the original 10 of the original 12, which was under the leadership of Joshua. And Joshua took possession of Canaan and this the promised land after the death of Moses. And the Lord is going to bring his people, Israel, back. He's going to bring them back because the land of Israel is important to Christianity due to the fact that there's many events in the religious history that took place. And Israel was divided into two nations. And after the death of Solomon, and, you know, I was kind of studying and reading on the word and how I tell you that, you know, it was a schism. The word says schism that was among, you know, these nations, and they were, it was among, you know, they were confused, and the division was of the two groups was over taxes and different things that was going on. And the original group, the word said that, you know, they that the kingdom of Israel is suffered, you know, because of the rules, and the people just couldn't be monogamous to one God. They couldn't be monogamous to the real God. They want to have many gods. And I just thank and I praise the Lord because, you know, I just hope and pray that not only knowing that God is going to bring the people, his people Israel, back because they are saying that they are lost, but God knows where they are. They're not lost. But I thank and I praise the Lord because the word was so moving tonight. And there will be a great outpouring of the Spirit. Brother Nate came talking about when he was first talking about in Acts. And I keep saying, it keep coming to me that, you know, when they was, the Lord told them, wait. They were on one place, and they was all of one mind and on that one accord. And that's the way God's people got to be, on one accord. Thinking the same thing. And right now, what the brother was talking about, you know, the things, the devil is working now. And the Lord is revealing some things regarding the devil and how he's working. But there are some deceitful things that the devil is doing that, you know, that don't know about and not seeing. And that's why we have to pray. You know, I've asked people about the solemn assembly, but we have to pray. If we have to pray alone and stand alone, you know, because this is in the walk. I can't say, you know, I was thinking earlier today, you know, oh, I worked so hard and I'm so tired. But you know what? That's not going to get it. That's not going to cut it. We have to seek the Lord in prayer, in the word, all that the Lord has. Us, you know, that we have to really intervene, you know, and pray not only for getting in the word, but we got to pray for the Lord to give us wisdom and power, as brother was saying, and might, because this is what the devil gonna sneak up on and trick a lot of people, because we have not stayed in the word, we don't know the word, and have, and we don't pray. And you know, the Lord will reveal unto us his word, even though we might not know it. But if we are seeking him diligently, he will reveal it unto us. His divine, we need to pray for that full protection, his divine protection, that shield the Lord talks about, that we need to pray for. And I thank God for the word that came on tonight. It's a blessing to me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I thank the Lord for the word that I've had a chance to hear, you know, tonight. And, you know, I really enjoy the word that goes forth over the broadcast. And, you know, they're like, when my little grandbaby come over, she always mailing in things. And so she mailing so much, and I ran across this little study book where that Brother Lee was talking about Israel, you know, God's, you know, people. And so and here this little book just popped up. Didn't even know I even had it. And the study began in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And you know, mm-hmm. I said I'll go back and look through this little book and read, because you know it's not by coincidence that the Lord allowed me. I was looking at some mail and hear this little book. I don't know where it come from, but I just thank the Lord. But I will be studying, you know, on you know about Israel, the children of Israel.
Yeah. The whole plan of redemption and reconciliation and deliverance was to be used to a special people. That's why we're expressing about the covenant that the Most High, Jehovah, made with this chosen people in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And what does it mean for us and the whole world that he would choose a certain people? And why did he choose this people?
Yeah.
And what the role that Israel plays in the world's recovering and deliverance? And how is the church world? What we use the word church in the New Testament, we use God's people. We refer to them as the church, but that's not really their destination. There are different covenants. The covenant ones in the New Testament, we often use the expression translation of this people. We call them the church, and there's a reason you need to go beyond using that term church to understand the covenant agreement, where Jesus became the covenant between Jew and Gentile, and how that affects everything in the world. The reason we have to understand Israel is because Israel has a part in everything that happens in this world. And how do God favor them, and how do they get to be a people, and how they got to be a 12 tribe, and how that the whole 12 tribes was broken and scattered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people, 10 lost tribes, the 10 lost tribe was separated from Adam, but all the 12 tribes were scattered. All of them were scattered. One in Syria, and the other two were scattered in many other places.
Yeah.
But understand the purpose, how that affects, because when we understand the angel messenger, part of his mission is to recover Israel and gather Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an important mission why the messenger comes to restore. And the messenger, is part of his greatest mission is gather Israel again from where the nations are scattered them. Now, you need to understand how part that you as a what we call the church, what we call the people who are the church, or rather the New Testament. So as you study, you're going to find out how Jesus' coming has to do with Israel and the church and the nation. And you see, America seems to be getting more wicked and more wicked and more vile.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have to fast and pray and intercede. Three things you have to do. Continue in prayer and communication and intercede and do spiritual warfare. This is what we're going to have to do. Intercede, travail, and do spiritual warfare. Because we have an enemy that wants to take over everything. We have to meet him. All right, as we close and as we come tomorrow, because we are designated now to be warriors, because we have a stirring up all the nations of the earth to war. The time has come, and Israel is getting the backlash because, let me tell you this, I heard this statement by Brother Hagin that Israel is going to be saved. I think he misunderstands what that means when he said all Israel is going to be saved. He's not talking about salvation eternal. The Lord is not talking about that. He's not talking about that. He's talking about how they're going to be delivered, and how they're going to be delivered, because they're still in sin, and they're still in darkness. And all of them are not going to be saved. So all of the individuals, they're not going to be saved. Not all. No, all the Gentiles are going to be saved. So we have to understand what he means by that, because I heard Mr. Hagler say, all is going to be saved, and he thinks that it's talking about eternal salvation. All right, then. Let us see tomorrow, and hope that the Lord be with you all and bless you all. Until we meet tomorrow, the Lord permit, go with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the broadcast. Thank God for all of you listening. As my brother said, tomorrow night, the Lord say the same, 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we love y'all. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.